Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The best part of being a kid?
What's that?
Breaking the rules.
Oh, sure.
Right? Not like running around committing crimes 24/7, but when you're alone with your friends, no structure, figuring life out.
Okay.
A story coming from a West Side town, however, illustrates a situation our kids are in that we never really had to deal with.
Oh.
Because kids can go out and be rebellious as long as they do it within the rules laid out by the town in which they live. You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. We'll jump right into this
story.
We got a situation in the town of Greece.
Whatever.
All right, so we talked about a couple weeks ago, they opened up a gorgeous, giant, brand new skate park.
Wow.
It is so nice, in fact, that pro skateboarder and former Jackass crew member Bam Margera, you remember him, he showed up in town last month, skated the skate park, and said it was the best skate park he's ever seen in his life.
Well, there you go.
This is a guy that's traveled the world.
Oh, sure.
And
that's
pretty impressive.
Skated all of it.
So for those who don't know, the town of Greece made it like an actual Grecian monument.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like there are columns and statues amongst the ramps and half pipes and whatever. Okay. So now the skate park is going to hell.
What happened?
Greece police are on the lookout to help identify a graffiti artist.
So West Side.
Did you see this story?
No, but it's
what's
so
West Side.
This is so West Side. I don't even know the story yet. It's West Side.
I'm going to tell you the story.
Go ahead.
They say the suspect, who was shirtless, yet wearing pants.
Yeah.
Pick a side, man. All right, you can't go pants, no shirt. They say he drove up to the skate park in a Chevy Cruze, spray painted graffiti, and then took off. Took off.
Yeah.
All right. Why is that so West Side?
It just is shirtless and driving a car.
Well, yeah, Chevy Cruze, it looks like.
Okay.
The kid looked young.
Yeah. I mean,
but he's old enough to drive.
Like a teenager.
Sure. 16,
so this isn't like hijinks.
Oh, my. You want to get started about ages hijinks end?
Yes.
With your past?
Yes.
Okay. Kimmy.
Yeah.
You saw the story and you and I think, had the same thought.
Well, I kind of thought like skate park and graffiti went hand in hand.
Thank you.
Maybe not so much how this kid went about this crime, but every skate park or like every video game you ever played with a skate park, every time they showed a skate park on TV or any skate park you've seen, there's graffiti everywhere.
But most of those joints are like abandoned places that kids just turn
into
a park.
I'm talking about actual skate parks.
Not like legitimate skate parks in suburban areas that are all graffitied up.
With the
C word and everything else.
It doesn't say it was a curse word. And they wouldn't write your mother's name on a half pipe.
I know Greece went really out of their way to make this really nice.
And they cracked it up.
But I did kind of assume that at some point something like this would show up.
You crapped it up. You're supposed to be grinding and scratching and smacking.
The whole point is like leaving skid marks everywhere, right?
And so you're not skidding other places. Okay.
All right.
Look, Kimmy, to your point, as silly as the story is, you do understand where the town of Greece is.
Oh, yeah. They just spent all this bank.
Yeah. Sure.
But it does create a strange situation. And the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Towns that put together skate parks and the ones in the area that have do it so kids have a safe place to go and so they're not disturbing people in front of banks, malls, restaurants with their rollerblades or their skateboard. But those kids that get to use these skate parks don't really get to cut loose like we did back in the day because this place, they're allowed to do whatever they want. They
That's
don't
rules.
Really, yes, they don't really get to do whatever they want. It's organized rebellion.
Okay.
They can go and they can be free as long as they observe the rules laid out by the town supervisor.
But this is what you want as parents.
Do you?
A safe place for your kid.
Okay, but I'm saying, do parents want the town to put out a photo in the news of a kid who allegedly spray painted at the spray park? Is that a skate park? All right, and here's the thing. This might be a problem. Not just the problem for the skating kids, right? But everything. Everything is structure now.
Yeah.
Tommy, you got to leave the house at 8 a.m. in the summertime.
Yep.
You come see your mom for lunch quick, and then you go back out and not come home until...
Well, no, I couldn't because, according to you, there'd be a line of men at the door banging my mom, so I couldn't get lunch till like 5 in the afternoon.
Excuse me, pardon me. Oh, they were getting a lot of mouthfuls of stuff, too. Kimmy, when we were kids...
Yep.
You could
leave... That's his mother, Pat.
Mother.
They were banging his mother's vagina.
Kimmy, we got to leave the house at 8 a.m. in the summer.
Yeah.
Come home for lunch quick, and then you come home when...
You ride your bike around. My parents kind of just assumed I stayed around the neighborhood.
And like, if you want to talk sports, like skateboarding or whatever, the best memories I personally have as a kid are going out, playing pickup games of football, basketball, pond hockey, you know, street hockey, whatever. Just us as kids figuring things out. And that was something that lasted until I moved out of my parents' house. Kids today don't really get to do that.
Your kids have no time.
Zero.
Because it's constant organized sports.
You nailed it. So like my daughter turned 15 last week.
Yeah.
She has played hockey her whole life. I can count on one hand the amount of times she's gotten to go on the ice with no coaches and just mess around with her friends. And she's 15 years old. These kids today. Thank you. Their lives are so structured, they have no chance to just go.
I do feel bad because their memory. Well, I guess they had their own version of memories, but that freedom of just hanging out with nobody looking over your shoulder.
It's romantic, right?
But yeah.
It's something all kids deserve.
Mm-hmm.
Kimmy, here comes the catch-22. You ready?
What was that?
Because those same people who hear this long for their own childhood, say that parents hover over their kids too much,
Yeah.
Are the guys who call the police when they see four teenagers walking through their neighborhood at 8:30.
Well, if you're bare-chested and you got a spray can in your hand, you're up to no good.
You're popping door handles, are you? Kimmy, we got to go and figure things out.
Yeah, we had a little bit more freedom.
We are taking that away from our own kids. And I don't know, because you brought up the memories thing, right? Everyone's memories are everything. Okay. If there are consequences of this structured rebellion kids are living now, we will not see them for another 15 to 20 years.
Like the after effect.
Yes. If there are consequences.
Well, there's always got to be something. I mean, you can't change lifestyles without something changing, good or bad.
Well, I mean, it is possible it changes for the better, right? Like, these kids are more well-adjusted. Yeah. Maybe. I don't know. Who the hell knows? I'm going to say probably not, because I was raised a certain way and I turned out great.
Well, maybe you're a better worker and a better employee because you're more disciplined.
That's what we need. More worker bees in this country. Shut up and work for $6.50. 1% Tommy's back. So again, Kimmy, we have a guy here who starts the story by making fun of shirtless guy in pants spray painting Grease spray park, or skate park, saying, yeah, the town should do something about this. He then pivots to, man, being a kid's great, just you should let them run around and do whatever they want. Yeah. And then pivots back to, what are you doing alone outside without your bird?
We got bum towny kid.
What do you want?
I don't want a bum towny kid ruining beautiful things.
Okay, so the kid should have structure all the time then.
How about you just don't need to vandalize? Can we do that? Can we start with that?
You're kidding me, right?
What?
You didn't vandalize?
Yes.
Why'd you get to do it?
Well, because there's no cameras.
Okay.
That's why.
I mean, Kimmy.
Yeah.
I know we think...
It's hard because I think when you want to give your kids some independence, it also... Your kid's going to push some limits, figure out what they can and can't get away with. That kind of comes with figuring out how to be independent, right?
Jay, you were vandalizing as a kid.
I know. Yes, I was.
Or watching or hanging comedy out club with kids with stink that got bombs. In trouble. Yeah.
Coming out of your mouth.
Stink bombs coming out of your mouth. Ladies and gentlemen, the reason why he doesn't do stand-up anymore and has to do radio.
Part of figuring out what's right and wrong.
Both in life and with jokes. Stink bombs.
Coming out of your mouth.
Coming out of your mouth. 252 WCMF.
Hang in my mother.
252-9263. It's a real story. The town of Greece has put out still images.
They still haven't caught the kid.
And this happened like a week and a half ago. He's shirtless. He's wearing a pair of pants. Police say he drove up to the new Grecian skate park in Greece.
Grecian skate park.
I mean, that's what it is. He spray painted.
It sounds like a club in the 70s that got banned. come to Plato's Retreat in Grecian Skate Park.
He jumps back in the car after the day. He takes off. Police are looking for him, and we're laughing about, like, oh, yeah, if you're going to spray paint anywhere, it's like skate park.
I'm kind of dying to know what he spray painted.
You know.
What?
I don't know.
What?
Because it does piss me off a little bit. Like, if, because I've been impressed by some graffiti. Like, some kids have, they have a
talent. They're artistic.
But, like, if you're just.
This kid ain't.
Well, we don't know.
You didn't even see
this
it.
This kid ain't even got a shirt.
What are you talking? By the way.
Like, the boy ain't got bus fare. You know he dropped a C all over the place.
I guess, like, have a plan when
it's
you're
going to be called C Park next. Your mom will be there.
I know. I already did your mom's called to C. Also, in the Warriors, the kid who spray painted, vest, no shirt, was pretty good at spray paint.
He was.
Just saying. You were saying, Kimmy, I'm sorry.
I'm saying, like, if you're going to go do it, dude, like,
you want to see some
plan.
Art.
Have a plan. Well, that's your art. That's
like,
your.
Not just like, you suck. S-U-K.
Well, it depends how much time. Do they. So they have him on video, though.
Yes.
Did they say how long he was there?
Do
it
not
had
say.
To be quick.
Don't I don't know. I don't know. 252 WCMF, when we talk rebellion, this man's always here.
Who's that?
The break room rebel. Jeremy's on CMF. Hey, Jeremy, how are you, buddy?
You know, this was the second design for a skate park in Greece. They heard Greece, and they were just going to make a big, giant tub of bacon fat, but they misunderstood. That's the problem. The fact that this kid drove up, they said he drove up. This is turning into a where are they whining thing. He drove up to the skate park and then spray painted. What the hell? What is this guy doing? And you mentioned back in the 80s when everyone, you know, ran the neighborhoods.
Sure.
Graffiti was huge in the 80s, if you remember. Like the breakdancing culture, graffiti, spray painting, everything. I don't know what this has to do with anything.
Well, thanks for calling us and telling us.
Well, the one thing is interesting is that Tommy made the joke about, you know, doing skate tricks, you know, as long as it falls under the rules of the town supervisor. Do you really want Bill Riley, the guy who got busted for running, you know, that chop shop out in the west side? Do you want him setting the rules for a skate park? I don't think any of this is good. See you, Dick.
All right, there goes Jeremy. Now, I do have to be clear. Bill Rolick is not operating a chop shop.
No.
Okay.
He has a legitimate ranch.
He has a legitimate ranch. What's that
on
called?
On Swamp
again?
Road.
Yes, down. It's down on Swamp Road out there in Ogden?
No, I think it's more Brockport. Sweden.
Sweden, thank Sweden. You. Hot Rod Ranch on
Swamp Road.
Swamp Road in Sweden. And when you get there, Tommy, how will you know you got there?
Well, you're going to see a sign with a busty lady on it sitting on the hood of a hot rod.
Well, a greaser has his head sticking out the window. All of that is real. You can Google
might
it.
Might even catch a glimpse of the Batmobile.
He, at one point, had a Batmobile on that ranch. You know, going back to the whole organized rebellion.
Yeah.
Like, even today, if parents decided, all right, we're going to take the reins off, we're going to let the kids go live the way we lived when we were kids, they can't even make that decision to give kids the freedom they had. Because if you decided to let your kids do what we all did 25 years ago, you are immediately going to be judged as a bad parent by everyone else you know, right? Like, you're running around, jerks.
Boy,
you're
parents.
Thank you. And what may be the cruelest part of this whole thing for moms and dads specifically, how expensive organized rebellion actually is, right? For example, that Town of Greece skate park, and it's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's gorgeous. It's a good investment in the kids. It looks like it cost a fortune. And it's worth it.
Oh, sure.
It is worth it.
Oh, yeah.
But it looks like it cost a fortune. But it's money that we didn't have to spend a generation ago. And on a personal level, again, Tommy, you always hear me bitching about the cost of youth travel sports.
Yeah.
If you have a kid in travel sports, you know. But when we were younger, it was not a cost that was all-consuming. One, because it wasn't as expensive.
Yeah.
But more importantly, because your kid didn't have to be playing a travel sport all year round.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, your kid just spending time with their friends out in the neighborhood literally saved our parents thousands of dollars while their kids were still active.
Mm-hmm.
How did we get away from that? Damn it!
I know.
Do you understand? I could have jet skis, man.
Yeah, but you're not a jet skier.
And only no. Okay, something else.
Something non-water related.
Jet ski equal. Just, I don't know, man, like, let the kids spray paint the day, but who cares? It's a skate park. Who
Do you
cares?
Know how much under-the-table taxes had to be raised for that skate park?
Why would you build a skate park with under-the-table taxes?
That's how they do out there.
It's not even...
There's the under-the-table taxes they are starting over there.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey, that's you.
Hey, they're talking
they're
about
Tommy Mulet.
Hey, say something funny.
This was our portal to the universe. And I think that, you know, the internet is so common, I guess it's a stupid word to use. Now, we use it on such a regular basis every second of our lives that we forget how revolutionary this was. This company gave it to us, and they are now putting to bed what made them so rich and famous.
Really?
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. There was a time.
There was a time.
Thank you. In this country where you could not access the internet without America Online.
Yeah.
Right? Over the weekend, America Online, which still exists in a strange form. Remember, they partnered with Time Warner. It was like this big whole thing.
Yeah.
They will be discontinuing their dial-up internet service on September 30th.
Did they tell the guy? Who's got dial-up hard landline service?
So I do always wonder that because, you know, when somebody wins something here, I have to get their email address if they win tickets or something. And there is a surprising amount of people that still have at AOL.com email addresses. And I always wonder, to your point, like, is that just something you've always had? Do you still have AOL America Online Internet? Or is that through something else?
Okay, so now I don't know if AOL offers, like, not dial-up. Like, if there's another service that they have. But their dial-up, you asked who, are they going to tell the guy?
Yeah.
AOL says there were still a few thousand people nationwide who got their internet via AOL dial-up.
A few thousand.
Can I ask why?
Yeah.
252 WCMF, for those who know. Because we know that there are still issues with connecting people to the internet in really rural parts of America.
Okay.
And I'm not talking like Alaska. I'm talking like Midwestern America. There are still parts of New York State where it can be difficult to get internet, period. If they have a phone line.
Yeah, they have access, I guess.
Could they have no other way to get internet?
Oh, it would make sense.
That would be the only people that would need it.
Well, but cable brings internet too, right? They use the same television cable, so if they have cable, they would have access to internet.
That is a good point, Patrick.
Unless I'm wrong, unless it's a separate cord they ran next to the cable.
But maybe the dial-up's just so cheap, some people would rather take that option.
Is dial-up cheap?
I don't know. I guess I assumed it would be cheaper if you're running it through your phone line. I don't know. I wonder if I could look that up.
Can you Google if other companies offer dial-up internet? Because like the only reason there would still be a few thousand people nationwide that got their dial-up internet, unless there was like a legitimate issue, is they started with AOL. They never wanted to change anything.
Yeah, they're just old people. Maybe.
Exactly. This is how I've done it before. This is how I do it now. It's how I do it till I die.
Because I remember like if you were online and somebody got a phone call, it would just knock you off.
God, it was such a
Everybody
fight.
Would be screaming in the house.
Who's on the phone? You pick up the phone.
So it says dial-up internet is still available from providers like NetZero and Juno, some of which even offer free options.
Wait. Juno and NetZero still exist?
Yep. It says, but
what about Mindspring?
There are free options. those are the only two they name here.
So wait, I can get free internet if I use my phone line?
Hell yeah.
Why?
Good stuff.
Depending on who you go through, maybe.
Okay.
It has to suck.
I mean, is it slower?
Wouldn't you think?
Yeah, it says dial-up speeds are significantly slower than broadband. making it almost unsuitable for modern internet usage.
But again, if I'm just checking my email, if I'm someone old,
Yeah.
Can you use like Facebook and stuff on there, or do you still get MySpace?
I guess if you're just doing it, you're just doing basic internet stuff, like you said, checking email. If you're not downloading large downloads, I don't know.
Gotta watch out, downloading those large downloads. So, like, I know this is a silly story that AOL announces on September 30th they will be ceasing their dial-up internet service, but it is also a lesson in how dominant companies can become totally obsolete.
Oh, yeah, quickly.
Because let's not forget that AOL was how almost every American accessed the internet when it first happened.
Yeah, it was a household name.
We all had it.
Yeah.
Those free discs were everywhere. Mm-hmm. It was in cereal boxes, the mall. They'd show up in the mail.
It was as big as, like, you could compare it to, like, General Motors back in the day.
Agreed. And Kimmy, our generation came of age talking to our crushes on AOL IM.
Yep.
Right? How else could you post emo song lyrics hoping that person you like would reach out to you? And then when they reached out to you and go, is something wrong? And be like, no, it's fine. No, it's fine.
No, I just like the song.
Yeah, it's just a good song. Speaks to me. You know, speak with all the lights on. It's fine. Totally fine.
Nothing was more insulting to you than hearing that door slam
as
somebody signed off mid-conversation.
Oh, it hurts me.
And I'm done.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Like, I have a lot of fond memories of AOL. It is funny how basic their internet was, though, right? Like, you had to just click on all the things you wanted to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you also had no privacy because, like, in your house, your computer was basically in the kitchen.
It was in the kitchen.
Like, so all your stuff you wanted to do was all out in the open.
But again,
man,
I was like
the amount of fights you had to have between four kids in your house over that internet.
Oh, yeah.
And you're forgetting my dad.
Yeah.
My dad loved the internet. It was the worst thing that ever happened to our family.
Well, everybody got lost on the internet at night.
You got it. Yeah, so our computer, our PC, was next to our refrigerator. So you're right. Like, and here's the thing. I was like 12, 13.
Yeah.
So they should have been watching what I was doing. It wasn't until they
left. Yeah, but you were openly yanking in the kitchen.
I wasn't openly.
Well, now nobody was home, but you were yanking in the kitchen.
I was.
Yeah.
I was doing that.
That means your man molecules are blowing all over the goddamn food.
One of the worst Dylan songs of all time. His man molecules are blowing in the food. Man molecules are blowing in the food. How many yanks till the turkey's gone? Man molecules.
Oh, God.
Oh, Kimmy, you're going to want to mark that. I know you're on the phone. Just trust me. Listen back to it later.
It's gold.
You're going to need that for Friday.
It's Friday gold.
Golden man molecules coming right at you. No, but like, here's the thing, man.
What's up?
You know, it's even more embarrassing. So like, AOL was the first internet access, I believe, that would allow parents to give their kids restricted access, right?
Yeah, you could. It was like AOL Kids or something. You'd sign into like a different browser.
So, like, my dad had all of the restrictions on, right? But, like, early internet, there were websites that you could go find that, like, went around whatever, like. Okay, so, like, not only was I cranking it in the kitchen, I was going to, like, these weird-ass, like, Eastern European, nobody had ever heard of.
Yeah.
Like, I saw some things,
man.
Sure. I saw some things.
Well, I'm also thinking even if you stayed on the kids' side of things, like, they had, like, kid chat rooms or homework help chat rooms, but, like, nobody really knew if you were an adult or not in those chat rooms.
Yeah.
Like, even if you were playing it safe and doing all this, staying in the internet space for kids, doesn't really mean you were all that safe.
But, I mean, it was a more innocent time, right?
Yeah.
Who could
it was new.
And nobody had the idea back then that grown-ass people were going to pose as children, right? Which is, like, now the number one thing that people worry about with the internet. Like, I do get a little romantic thinking about, like, the excitement of the internet when it was brand new, how nobody saw this as, like, a negative, and how I think you may be able to make an argument that at the same time, the internet revolutionized the world and connected all of us while ruining everything about existence.
While you're cranking it in the kitchen.
My man molecules everywhere.
That 365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.